Well, it's at the heart of our Lord Jesus that we be gathered in as God's people. And I think that's still the case today, that God's heart is for us to be gathered in. The image he uses in the gospel is the image of a hen and her chicks. When a hen gathers its chicks in, it spreads its wings out. It kind of sticks its neck out and forward, lifts up a little bit. Little chicks run under those wings and then kind of, if you will, hunkers back down, closing in around those chicks. Jesus uses this image in his lament for Jerusalem. A lament is this kind of prayerful grief word that we use, that it expresses how things aren't right or are wrong in the world. And Jesus laments that Jerusalem, even though he has, if you will, offered himself to her, would not come. He taught them about how the kingdom of God was among them and taught them about how love was so central to things, gave them great stories to these effects, but they would not come. He forgave them. He healed them. He cast out their demons, and they would not come. It's interesting, in our world, a hen's image isn't what we often look up to, is it? It's not. We're a world where we like the big, strong predators, aren't we? Jesus calls Herod a fox. You know, it's not a big, strong one, but it's a little cunning one that gets away with a lot of stuff. But if you think of the mascots for our teams, we have the sharks, the eagles, the grizzly bears, stuff like that. I did look up on the web to find there is one team that's called the Hens out there. You probably don't know this. It was the Maryland Blue Hens, and it was rated one of the 10 worst mascots in sports. So it does happen, but not very often. We like things with powerful muscles and cunning and sharp teeth and claws. It feels like this world is often one where you're predator or prey, where you're either the one eating or the ones getting eaten. I mean, we use those images in the business world for sure. You're the one gaining market share, moving up the company ranks, or you're the one losing, the one getting eaten. The same in politics. You're either winning and you have power to set policy and procedure, all that rest of that stuff, or you're the one losing and on the sidelines. And certainly in the military, that's the case. I mean, it's about having the powerful military to get what you want, to win the battles and the wars. We are people who really look up to power, because power gets things done in our world. But Jesus is challenging that here. If you listen to what his words are saying. To that fox, he's saying, I am the hen. He's going for the hen. Okay. I don't know why that's doing that. But so he's going for this image of a hen, which really stands in contrast to our being so caught up with the power of this day. Maybe I'm hitting something here. I'm not knowing it. So in doing that, you think about it. He's saying what matters more is the fierce love of the hen for its chicks. That ultimately, that is the bigger deal. That this love, a sacrificial love, if necessary, is what matters the most. Boy, we don't hear a lot about that out there, do we? Sacrificial love matters the most. And he says it's a love that gathers people in. Not another big value that we have out in the world. That this love would gather us in and bring us together. You know, there's so many things in this world that separates us out, that pushes us away from each other, that doesn't do that. But Jesus here is saying, no, I want people gathered in. He talks about it again in John 17, if you remember. That whole chapter is a prayer that God's disciples might be one. And I think we get in our heads a kind of this place that says, well, you know, that might happen in heaven. You might get along with those other groups in heaven, but that's not what he's praying for here. He wants things even on this earth where we're walking together. And as you heard in the announcements, we're going to have a prayer service where our bishop and the bishop of the Roman Catholic diocese are going to get together in some level of that oneness. Now, we're not all on the same page. We get that. But we've taken a lot of steps in that direction in the last decades. And here's another one today, where we say, even on this earth, it matters that we're gathered together as God's people, as we can be, as far as possible, that this is a value that's at the heart of God. What I think of when I think of this message, of course, is that the hymn, and it's going to be our sermon hymn for today, and I think it gets at a lot of these themes and helps us, if you will, find our way there. It begins like this. It says, here in this place a new light is shining, gone is the darkness, vanished away. And I even hearing that first line, this light shining through us, and for me that light shining for us is really about the love that God has for us and comes through us. It's about witness. This is a place for us where that love can happen, here in this place. And it goes to name some particular groups to gather in. It says, gather us in the lost and forsaken. And I think of the lost and forsaken. I think of ones that can't be gathered in on their own. The definition of lost is you don't know where you're going. So how do you find your way to God? Forsaken is one abandoned or rejected and is left behind somewhere. That God, our prayer in this hymn, and I think for our lives, is God wants to gather those in that can't get there on their own. That God has to be bigger than that. You know, sometimes we as Christians think, well, the lost and forsaken, well, that's the people out there. I think we all know something of that, of being lost and not knowing how to get to God and feeling like we're not going to do it, make it. Of being forsaken. In this time, you know, it's easy to say, hey, God feels missing or distant to me. That's getting at that forsakenness. That God would gather us in and bring us who can't get there otherwise in. Another, pick on another line in there. Gather us in the proud and the strong. Now, the proud and the strong are the ones that really don't want to go there because they're fine on their own. They're getting done what they need to get done. They have their own strength, that life is, they're having success in their life, and they feel good about it. I would think of Jerusalem. You know, he lamented Jerusalem would not come. They're kind of the proud and the strong there. But my experience of this world is, it has a way of breaking the most proud and strong of us all, where we feel overwhelmed, where it's not going very well. That time comes for all of us. Our limits are hit. We're overwhelmed. We're no longer just fine. That God would gather us in, even when we're kind of full of ourselves, gather us in, because there will come a time where it will fail us, our pride and our strength. Well, I thought today I'd take a little risk and add a verse to this one. It doesn't flow very well, you'll see that. Gather us in, the Republican and the Democrat. Gather us in, the Libertarian and the Independent. In our culture today, of course, we're more conflicted over those things. They're not new. The issues aren't new. No issues are new. But the level of, I think, conflict around them, it even gets hostile or mean-spirited at times. I have a concern for that for us as a nation. We're not going to do well when we're not talking to each other, when we're not gathered in. We're not going to do well as families. I know families that are breaking apart on this stuff. And so I worry about us for as a church that it not infect us here. Because, you know, when I came here so many years ago, you know, we didn't agree on a lot of those issues that are so hot today, immigration or tax policy or health care or whatever it is. And we aren't agreeing on those things today, and we're not going to be agreeing on those in 20 years, and we don't have to. We don't all have to be on the same page. You know, that's the Christian message, first and foremost, is about how we treat each other. It's about how we do that. The most conflicted church in the New Testament, there's plenty of conflict back in Jesus' day too, and back in Paul's day, and it was the church in Corinth. You know, in the church in Corinth, they were divided on all kinds of issues. They weren't getting along in all kinds of ways, and that's why he wrote that chapter 13 in there, the love chapter, we call it. It's about how you treat each other, and the first words he says about love, what it is love is patient, and love is kind. Man, if we just get our heads around those two things, what a different place we will be. Love is patient, and love is kind. And that's the stuff that gathers us in. It's about that love we have for each other. And to me, those are the values. And that, if we find that, and as we have found that, that's where our light shines here as a congregation. That's where the light comes. People are very different and different and disagree on things. And here we are still loving each other. There's a light with that for me. Well, the hymn goes on, and I think it continues to help us because it gathers us in, and it mentions, here we will take the wine and the water. Here we will eat the bread of new birth. It's a sacramental message in that. You know, in the second service, we're going to baptize these two children. And that's where we start getting gathered together, isn't it? In these waters. Through the word in this water, we say our sins are forgiven and that we're children of God. We're gathered in as God's children. So as you come forward today, if you'd want to touch this water again, I invite you to do that, to remember that's where you've been gathered again, where God has marked it on your life, that you're his beloved child, gathered in. And then we come forward to this table and we put our hands out, gathered around a table. All what matters most is that God would have us. I think of that table as above it, God's, as the hen, if you will, sitting there like this above that table. Wings out, neck stuck forward, open, vulnerable, inviting you, if you will, to the table to eat so that you can be, if you will, snuggled in. Gathered in. People who just need to be fed of grace. Just need to know that God is in there with them in their lives. Gathered in. Huh. Gather us in and hold us forever. Gather us in and make us your own. Gather us in, all peoples together. Fire of your love in our flesh and our bone. That's it. In him ends. God, gather us in love. Under your wings. Amen.